The Story of Kyle. One Friday, when I was walking home from high school, I saw the new kid, Kyle. It looked like he was carrying all of his books. I thought to myself, why would anyone take home all their books on a Friday? I saw a bunch of kids running toward Kyle. They ran into him, knocking the books out of his arms and tripping him so he landed in the dirt. He looked up so sadly, almost crying. So I went over and helped him pick up his books. "Those guys are so stupid," I told him. Kyle smiled and said, "Hey, thanks." I could see I'd really cheered him up. Kyle had only moved to the area a few weeks earlier, but those guys had done the same thing to him nearly every day. "Forget them, Kyle," I said, and invited him to play football on Saturday with me and my friends. He said yes. Kyle and I became best friends over the next 4 years. Many things changed during our time at high school, especially for Kyle. Each year, one student is chosen to make a speech at the graduation. This year, they had chosen Kyle. He started his speech. "This is a time for thanking all those who helped us make it through high school. Parents, teachers, sisters and brothers, but mostly friends. Being a friend to someone is the best gift you can give them." I couldn't believe my ears as Kyle began to tell everyone the story of the day we first met. He had been planning to kill himself that weekend. He had taken all the books home so his mom wouldn't have to do it later. Then those guys had attacked him. But my friend saved me. Kyle continued, "We all have the power to change people's lives. On that day, my friend could have kept walking, but he chose to help me. We all have the power to make other people happy or sad, not just for a minute, but for a lifetime."